Roosters fans, the day has arrived, the week has arrived, we have arrived. And our opponent is the Cowboys, Silky. And to talk to us on today's show about their experiences are two of our former captains. We've got none other than Freddie Fittler coming on and, of course, Anthony the Count Minicello. Really looking forward to it. It's a big week in Rooster territory. How do you see it?
Well, good afternoon and good evening, Roosters fans. Really looking forward to speaking to the last two captains to hold the Proven Summons aloft, Bush. But quickly, before we talk about today's show, just want to congratulate the Wyong Roos. They won their grand final qualifier against the Warriors on the weekend, 16-12. I watched the game on the live stream. Wow, the last 5 minutes, they really hung in there indeed. Special mention to Aloni Vunakesi, had a huge game. Nat Butcher was, you know, his usual Bradley Clyde best, if you will. Joey Manu scored two tries, just showed his class really on the day. And young Jaden Nikarima, chip and chase. It was very Phil Blake-like, if you will.
Wow.
But it was a great win. And in fact, the rumours coming out of the dressing room is that Coach Rip Taylor was smiling after the match.
Wow, well, that's a first for Wyong Roos. But I tell you what, congratulations to the boys. A lot of pressure on them because they've got such a terrific side. And you know what? They were expected to win. It was a tight one. And well done to the boys. And good luck this week in the GF.
That's right. They're playing Penrith there on Saturday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval. Wishing them all the best. And hopefully we'll be able to catch up with Aloni Vunakesi as part of this week's show.
Now changing gears, Silky, and moving up a little. This week's game against the Cowboys. What did you think? Did you think we were going to play the Cowboys? Did you think they were going to be our opponent going in?
Oh, no, I didn't think. I thought Parramatta were going to be too good. I watched the game and, wow, the efforts of Jason Taumalolo and Morgan, the way he steered him around the park, his kicking game in particular.
That kick for Asiata was unbelievable.
Exactly right. Yeah, it was a great game.
It was a great Thurston-like performance.
It was. It really was. But, look, one thing I did take away, obviously, Cohen Hess looks like he may have done an injury. Witterstein had some rib injuries by the looks of things. I think we are getting him at a good time. I think they do have a few niggling injuries. I did see our players on Monday at Allianz Stadium and they're ready to go. They look ready. They're pumped. In particular, I had a chat to Aiden Guerra and he's really jumping out of his skin. You know, this is potentially his last game for the club.
Well, his last home game.
Exactly. So he wants to go out on a high and I'm tipping this Saturday night we'll win and win well.
Yeah, well, there you have it. I'll tell you what, I agree with you. I think the Cowboys have done an amazing effort. I think they've shown that they can win without Jonathan Thurston, which is obviously their ploy. They've got a good game plan. But you know what? When you're in this position and you haven't got your whole squad, we've got the benefit of having our whole squad on the park. We've got the benefit of having a home final. The fans are outstanding in our first game. The fans will be back out there this Saturday. It's going to be a blockbuster.
Let's encourage all our fans to get out. There's been some great chat on all the social platforms and on the Roosters pages. I know there's a lot of people excited. I've seen people, you know, driving 5 hours to the match. So well done to all them. Let's get a really big crowd. We had 20,000 plus at that last semi-final. Let's get more this weekend and let's cheer our boys home.
So let me ask you, where do you think it'll be won? Where do you think the big games, where's the big matchups?
For me, Bush, personally, I think if we can score some early points, that might be the thing that just really takes the gas out of the Cowboys. Look, the thing is, and it's been spoken about, we haven't been able to play a full 80 minutes.
Mm.
We need to this week. We just have to because the thing about the Cowboys is they find a way to hang in there. And if they hang around long enough, they find a way to score points at the back end of the game. So if we can blow them off the park early, a couple of early tries, fingers crossed, we might be able to run away with it.
Yeah. I mean, looking at the game against the Broncos, our first semi, we're all sort of, you know, looking at halftime, very, very confident that we're going to put a score on them. Before you know it, our hearts sunk. We said it on the show that preceded the following week. We were getting beaten. All of a sudden, we had to scramble for the win, and we saw what Latrell did. I hope we don't get ourselves in that position. You're 100% right. It's an 80-minute game, and we need to play 79 minutes like that.
I think what happens is we get to a lead, and then we feel like we're the Harlem Globetrotters. We've got to stick to our systems. We've got to stick to the way that we've been winning games, and that's through the middle. You know, we're scoring points out wide, but we're making big yards through the middle. We'll have Siwa Takiyaa. Can't wait to see his matchup with Taumalolo. He's our Jason Taumalolo.
He is.
Jared Waira-Hargraves has been excellent. I'm expecting a huge game from Dylan Napra. I think he's been a little bit quiet the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
I'm expecting him to rise up this weekend.
I tell you who I can't wait to see. He has had such a good season. We talked about him last week with Coach Craig Fitzgibbon. Isaac Liu. He has been a standout without doubt. And Toops. Toops is back on the wing.
Yep.
He's been outstanding. He's re-signed for a couple of years. He's back from his groin injury. It's going to be exciting to be out there Saturday night. I'm with you. I think we need to put a score on. Well, fans, as promised, another big name on the show. And Silky, you and I, he is one of our all-time favourites. He doesn't need a huge introduction. He just played something like 302 games for the club. He captained the club. He was the last player to hold the Proven Summons Award. Would you please welcome. Anthony Minicello, the Mountain Cat. Minnie, you're with us.
The boys, thank you. What's happening?
Mate, exciting times in Rooster Town, but we don't want to get ahead of ourselves. So we thought about our show this week and we said, what do? Well, you go to the forefathers. You go to the pioneers. You go to those.
Well, you go to the blokes who last held up the trophy, Bush. That's what you do.
You do. You know what, Minnie, we have a saying at Radio Hub. You want to drink the water, remember who dug the well.
Exactly right.
I like it. I like it, boys. Yeah, it is. It's exciting. You know, 1 week away from a grand final, 80 minutes away. You know, you work so hard at the start of November when all the boys assemble for pre-season, and that's your goal. Your goal is to get to the last week in October, or the first weekend in October, but the last game of the year. It's a tough opponent, the Cowboys. They haven't been going away. I mean, hanging in games, they've been completing well, and then obviously Michael Morgan's been pulling the strings nicely. So this will be a good challenge for us. But I think, you know, with the week off and the freshening up that the players did get from that, hopefully we come over the top of them at the back end.
Minnie, I'm going to touch on the Cowboys a little bit later, but you just touched on something there, the weekend off. How important is that? And the fact that it's at home, just staying in that routine, our normal routine, when it comes to Saturday night, how important is that?
Mate, it's very important. There's a lot of debate around, does the week off hinder a team? It doesn't. You know, this competition is tough week in, week out. You play 26 rounds and then the first final. To get a weekend off where you can just recoup, you know, all those little niggling injuries that you do have, you just get a rest for an extra 5 to 7 days, it counts for a lot. So, you know, that I'm hoping if we can play to our plan and play for the 80 minutes, then you might see the Cowboys hopefully fall away in the second half.
I did catch up with a couple of the players at Roosters HQ yesterday. One thing that I did notice is they were bubbling along and jumping around, but also that our full 17 looked like it's ready to hit the park, which it hasn't, you know, for a lot of the time this year, but it looks like we're going to have our full squad.
Yeah, it's great that, you know, this point in the season, that we have everyone on deck, and that's credit to obviously the high performance staff in Travis Toomer and getting the players ready for this game and then I suppose injury free, and that's a great thing for the club.
Minza, I mean this time, you know, a few years ago, 4 years ago now, you were in the same week. How did it feel?
Oh mate, it's great. It's what you play for, you know. It's media. There's a lot of media around it, and it's busy. But this is what you love. This is what you do. This is what you want to play for. And you got to enjoy these times because a prelim doesn't come around every season. Although we've been pretty good over the last 5 years, it's tough to get to this point, and it's tough to get into a grand final. So you got to make sure that you enjoy the week, soak it up, and make sure you get your job done on the night. And, you know, preparation is key. Again, I think Silky, you mentioned it, keeping to the same routine. I think that's important. You know, you don't need to change anything at this stage of the season. What's worked before is going to work again because there's no need to change anything up because it's a bigger game. It's still a game of football at the end of the day.
Minza, you're a fan favourite and no doubt one of the all-time favourites along with Fitzy, Rico and a few others. But I've got to say to you, I was pretty impressed with our fans a couple of weeks ago, and I thought they did a great job. How important and how much leverage do the players get off the fans being in the middle there and listening to the Roosters chants and, you know, that home crowd?
Oh, it's massive. We get a lot of energy from our supporters out in the field without doubt. You know, the bigger the crowd, the more energy that flows within the stadium, and the more the hair stand up in the back of your neck when you run out. So, you know, if we can get as many fans as we can out there on Saturday night, you know, we're the only Sydney team left. So, you know, we want hopefully a Sydney team to be there at the end of the day. So come along and support us because I know the boys really value that.
Hear, hear, Minnie. Look, I want to touch on our opponents, the Cowboys, and in particular, the efforts of, you know, you mentioned him earlier, Morgan and Jason Taumalolo. How do you think they're going to approach this game on Saturday night, and what do we need to do to nullify the impact of both them players?
Yeah, they're two key guys within that side that have been leading from the front. As soon as JT got injured, you know, Morgan has stepped up into that playmaker role and has just been outstanding. I think his selection from from passing to kicking. He's just been on the money every time. And Tamalolo, he's been playing big minutes, just so strong and powerful. So I'm looking forward to the Takiaho-Tamalolo matchup, which would be great, and then our halves versus their halves. So some mouthwatering matchups, and if we can sort of get over the top of our opposite number on Saturday, and I think we should hopefully get the win.
Final question from me, Minnie. Take us into the dressing room. There's 2 minutes to go before kickoff. Robbo's got the players around him. You've been there. What does he say?
With 2 minutes to go, he leaves up the players' devices. But just before warm-up, that's when Robbo will have his big meeting. He'll sit in a half. The players will sit in a half circle. Robbo will be at the front, and he would go to players. He'll say, "Piercy, what have we got on in attack? What are we doing in defence to Mick Gordon or Friendly?" And the guys will actually explain the plan, the game plan, back to Robbo and to the team, so everyone knows what's going on. And he'll get him. He'll say the last few words, and then we'll go out the warm up. Then we come back in, and yeah, the 2 minute bell goes pretty quickly, and it's, you know, the captains say their address, and she's on.
Minzer, if I told you I just had my eyes shut during that and took myself great. And I just said to you, "I'm ready to go on, coach." Would you accept me?
I can smell the liniment.
Wow. Mate, as always, super impressive. I know why Fox Sports can't afford you, because you are articulate, you're incisive, you're informative, and anyone that knows you, you sail, you race, you yacht, you're just high octane, and that's why we love you, the club loves you, and you're a big friend of Roosters Radio. Thanks so much for your time.
Good work, boys. Can't wait.
Well, Silky, this man is an enigma in our club. He brings us our first premiership in many years, and the Politis household, well, the stocks just went up. They just celebrated as one. He is lauded by the fans. He's a huge part of Roosters Radio. He's great to us. And would you welcome to Roosters Radio none other than Brad Freddie Fittler, our captain.
How are you, fellas?
G'day, Freddie. Welcome back to the show.
You know, the word enigma doesn't come across as a positive one.
You don't
think so? Sound positive. Oh, I don't know. That sounds like a wart. You're a wart.
Well, mate, we don't want to get rid of you. If you're a wart, we want you to grow.
I hope you're not offending our Greek listeners out there, because I'm sure it's part of the Greek alphabet, the word enigma. Could it's be. A letter.
Could be.
No, hopefully I'm not. I'll speak to my wife about it. She's Greek.
All right, mate.
Find out. We'll call you the guru from now on.
Freddie, I want to hop straight in. After the match on the weekend, Cowboys v Para, you asked a couple of the players about the Cowboys' performance and what they do so well. You've had a week to think about it. What do you think they do well?
Well, what they do well, they play for each other. I knew there was going to be a moment in the game when they were going to apply enough pressure and Parramatta were going to give their answer whether they were ready to tough it out. The moment came when Ethan Lowe made the tackle on Mitchell Moses on the try line.
Yep.
And then Kenny Edwards got the ball from dummy half and tried to score and couldn't reach and thought he'd just put the ball out instead. That's ill discipline.
Yep.
And Ethan Lowe found that moment, and from then the game was over. They went down, they scored the next set of six, and they scored again not long after, and game over, 18-10. Parramatta were never in the game. So they just play for each other, and I didn't pick it at the time, but I knew Ethan Lowe. He also came up with a couple of other ones. He forced Will Smith wide. Mitchell Moses kicked a goal, and he also kicked a goal from the sideline. And it's those little bits of pressure that all the Cowboys have just learned, how they just understand that a desperate tackle can come out with a different ending if the other team doesn't handle the pressure. And they just keep doing that. They keep applying pressure, and they put the shoe on your foot to say, well, how badly do you want to win? Mm-hmm. And Cronulla didn't want to win badly enough, and Parramatta definitely didn't want to win badly enough.
It goes to us then, and you just touched on it, discipline. You know, we're well known for giving away penalties, and I remember they got numerous repeat sets of six. How important is our discipline this Saturday night?
Yeah, hugely. The thing is, it's all right to give penalties away to teams that can't score or aren't very good at it. Well, these blokes have got Michael Morgan and Tau Malolo, and they've got Kyle Felt. Who can fluke you? They've got Lachlan Coote who can come and put a left foot kick in. They've got Tamari Martin who can support. They've got players that can actually pull you apart. They don't necessarily do it from the other end of the field that they could have with a Jonathan Thurston with his touches, but if you could give them enough room and enough space down your end, they'll score the try. So our discipline was pretty good against the Broncos. Mm-hmm. I thought the ref did a good job. But there'll be questions asked to Dylan Napa, Jared Hargreaves, I'm not sure if Kane Evans is playing, those type of players that if they're not willing to sort of tough it out and back each other and, you know, hold off on giving a penalty, then they could get found out.
Mate, another thing you mentioned on the call last weekend was you spoke to Coach Robinson during the week and you actually talked about the Cowboys. What do you think Robbo's going to come at them with this week?
Well, that's going to be one of the important things is that from his point of view and what I've really watched from him lately is they're very similar to the Cowboys, that they play for each other. They fall in and out of game. They're more powerful than the Cowboys, but then at times they're less controlled at times as well. Morgan's kicking game is as good as Jonathan Thurston's has been. So, absolutely. You know, you lose Thurston, you get Morgan who's putting pressure, while every now and then we just miss a couple of in-goal sets or, you know, we just don't come with the appropriate kick. So I feel we'll give them chances to come down and score. But when we're at our best, the Roosters are more powerful and I think, more dangerous. So I think he understands that. And I think a bit like the Cowboys, I think Robbo, when I listened to his address after the last game, was that he backs them. They're winners. They play for each other. They're not doing it the best, but they're still winning. And that's the big thing that's coming, you know, in his mind, that he's just backing them.
Freddie, Boydie Cordner, we expect a big game from, and Jakey Friend, our captains, and you were that. There's so many memories Silky and I discuss commonly and often about the times when you and our era went through, Rico and Fletch and all those guys. You know, you had your game against the Warriors, you know, your game against the Dragons. There's so many Freddie Fittler moments, you know, Newcastle with the intercept where you stood up. Who do you expect to stand up and put the big match plays on this weekend?
Yeah, I like the look of, I think, Boyd Cordner, obviously. I think he's won. Not only does he can score a try by running at a hole or chasing a kick. He also puts a lot of pressure on the other half. And Tamari Martin will be up against him this week. So every now and then Boyd gets a ball and runs as fast as he possibly can. Mm. That's a really hard thing to do, really selfless thing to do. And he's going to test him out. I really like Luke Keary. So I just feel he's got that little point of difference. While Mitchell's, you know, controls the game a lot, I think Luke Keary's the one that breaks it open. So I feel like Luke Keary, he could be the one that can find their weaknesses, and they've got a couple.
Finally, Freddie, you've been here four times in this position, you know, 2002, 3 and 4. What would be your advice to the boys if you were standing in the dressing room just before kickoff in this prelim final?
Just before kickoff? Wow, it's just before kickoff. There's not much you can say that it might actually change the way a team will play. But you know, the big thing they do and the big thing Robbo's really strong on is just remember who you play for, the people that have come here, the history of the club. If you're putting other people and other things before yourself, then you normally strive harder and you'll push your body a little bit further. Mm. If you're doing it for yourself, then human beings have a knack of just, you know, going a bit soft on themselves. So, you know, just having a look at the jersey, you know, get them thinking about why they're doing it. But they're a good bunch of lads, and that's why they do it anyway. So I think they've already spoke about that.
Yeah, well, mate, we really appreciate your time and your insights. It's been amazing for our fans, and it's such a treat for them to hear you talk on Roosters Radio. You bring us our first premiership in so long, and let's hope the boys can repeat the great feat you achieved so many years ago.
Yeah, no, they're a good side to follow at the moment. They try really hard for each other and for their fans. So I look forward to being there on Saturday night.
Thanks so much, Freddie. Thanks for coming on Roosters Radio.
Cheers.
There you have it, Silky.
Wow. Great interview, Bush.
Oh, mate, I love him. Always have, you know. He's, you know, 16-year-old kid, comes from Penrith and just ignites that final series, and then all of a sudden you know he's coming to the Roosters and you see him develop. And, you know, we spoke to him before the interview. Well, let's let our fans know. One of the things I love about Freddie Fittler is, and Joey Johns for that matter, is when they talk, it's like being at school.
Well, it is. If there was a doctorate for football, they'd be professors, right?
Well, you know what I love? I say to my missus and kids, we're watching it, and as soon as they do a replay, you sit there and go, shh, shh, I want to hear what they've got to say. Because when they get the telestrator out and the illustrator, whatever that's called, you don't know how to read those plays as a layman, as a normal fan, you know. You're exposed to some great footballers on the sideline as a ball boy. You see it. But when you hear them articulate it, makes sense. They just simplify it.
Exactly right. Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, Bush, before we wrap things up, just want to give a quick shout out. There's a great Instagram page called the Eastern Suburbs Team. I stumbled across this on Instagram. There's some great old photos, some classic ones of some of the greats of the club, like Adrian Morley, Artie Beetson, Freddie, Trevor Gilmeister and the like. Check it out on Instagram. It's called the Eastern Suburbs Team. Mate, I tell you what, Bush, I've really enjoyed tonight. It was a good show.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, sitting back and just taking in what Minnie says and taking in what Freddie says, you know, they are icons. I call Freddie an enigma, and to his family and the Greek community, I apologise. He's an icon. But when you get these iconic players who have been there, they've got the experience, it really means a lot. And the way they just sort of give you that insight, that inner sanctum thinking, you know, the questions. And we've spoken about it just after Freddie's interview. Suki, it sets us up for a huge game Saturday. I know you said that you're expecting a big game in the forwards, you know, our halves. Who is our man to stand right up for you?
Good question, Bush. Look, I really believe it's going to be one off the back of our forwards. So, like I said earlier in the show, I think Dylan Napper's due for a big game.
Geez, I'm a bit disappointed you said it.
And I have to say also, Boyd Cordner, as a captain, I think he'll lead from the front. So I think it's going to be one in the forwards. It's very cliche, but, you know, semi-final football, that's where it's won. We've got to make those yards up the middle, tire out the Cowboys, and then let the back score the tries.
Yeah. I'm disappointed you said it for this reason. I was going to try and jazump you because you said it at the start of the show. Yeah. I reckon Dylan Napper is on the verge of a huge game. We've seen what he did for Queensland Origin. He hasn't been – you're right when you said he's been a bit quiet, but he's been good, but quiet. But this is a bit of a blockbuster, and I think this is a week where you're out. They haven't got that second chance mentality.
Cometh the hour, cometh the man.
100%. I also tell you, I think Luke Keary's in for a big game.
Yeah, we didn't script this, but I agree too. I agree. I just hope he gets over his illness that he's has at the moment. He's got a bit of a food poisoning or something like that. So we wish him all the best.
Yep.
We'll send some chicken noodle soup over to him later on today.
And a box of oranges, of course, for some vitamin C.
Looking forward to the game, Bush. How do you see it?
Oh, I tell you what, I think it's going to be a tight one. I think we are going to get those two early tries or an early try, get a bit of an early lead. I think the Cowboys are going to chase us because that's what they love to do. But then I think they're going to tire. I think the Cowboys have... It's hard playing. They are playing busted, you know, and hats off to them. They're playing unbelievable. But I just think on paper, and I think with our full squad in, if we're gonna shake this thing and give it a real go, we have to. This is the week to prove it.
Yep. Also, just before we leave, Bush, special shout out to Wyong Roos playing their grand final at Leichhardt Oval. Wishing them all the best. Let's make it a first grade and reserve grade 1-2 combo.
Be outstanding. The boys have done a great job. Coach Rip Taylor, we congratulate you. Wyong Roos, we congratulate you. There's so many great players of first grade standard.
Yeah.
You'll see in the red, white and blue in the next few years. Hats off to the boys and good luck this weekend.
That's it for another episode of Roosters Radio. I'd like to thank our special guests, our two former captains, Anthony the Count Minicello, and of course the one and only Brad Freddie Fittler. You've been listening to Roosters Radio, East to Win.